Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Got our good friend Rich Gannon back on the show. Glad to have Rich back. He's the publisher, the editor-in-chief, the cost accountant, and the chief information officer over at Mullings.com. That's an outstanding website where he publishes his twice-weekly cyber column. He's of the Republican persuasion, folks. He spins to the right, and he's our good friend Rich Gannon. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be back with you.
Good to have you back. Hey, Rich, a couple of stats came across my desk in the last few days that I thought was interesting. And I'm always looking at the implication of things. And the first stat was that any minute now, millennials, people in 18 to at this moment, say 18 to 31, 32. That right. Millennials will comprise the largest generation in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And that also means that there'll be a big chunk of the electorate now. And that's one stat. The other one is that as of, I guess, right now, maybe any minute now, there are more single people in America than are married. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean millennials, right? Although we know right. Most millennials are not married, but it could be Okai, just like our generation. But still, single people. So my question to you is, what are the implications of all these young whippersnappers coming online, and also most of them not being married, and then so many unmarried people? What are the political implications of all that over the next couple of cycles?
Well, I looked at that those data as well, and I was really moved by it. There's a couple of things that we don't know. As you point out, a lot of it is young people, you know, up until their early 30s. I mean, I've been married 40. We'll have been married 43 years next month. So we got married when
God
I was 25,
her.
And my wife. Yeah, I know. when they're finished with Mother Teresa, my wife is next in
the long. You look up long suffering in the dictionary, folks, and Seuss's picture is right there. Go ahead.
But it's rare today to see young people getting married. When some years somebody's married at 25 or 26, that now that seems very young,
right?
Because they're stretching it out into their early to mid 30s.
When I was 25, if you weren't married, you were a bachelor already. You know, you were.
That's right. You're a bachelor farmer.
That's right.
and the implication in the society, the cultural implications of that are that we know what we were like when we were single. Our views were, you know, pretty much self-centered. How much mm-hmm. am I making? How much are you making? Why are you making more than me? And mm-hmm. What kind of car do you drive? What kind of When you're married, of course, all that changes, and when you have a kid, of course, it changes forever. Mm-hmm. Because with these single young people, I think that their approach to what they're looking for from government is far, far different than what people say 35.
And does that favor Democrats?
Oh, I think so, without question. Yeah, I think that's right.
All right.
Because I think these young people have grown up in an era when anything that happens, you know, bad, good, indifference, they look to the some mm-hmm. level of government mm-hmm. to sit for them. The notion
that's a human thing. We know what Churchill said. You know, when you're 20, if you're not a liberal, you don't have a brain. Or have a heart, and when you're 40, if you're not a conservative, you don't have a brain.
That's still holds.
Still true.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, the other end of that scale, though, two other things when it comes to politics. One is, you know, a lot of these young people are living in or very close to big cities.
Mm-hmm.
And they're living in Marietta, Ohio. I mean, right. they're out of there. They go to college and they stay, you know, they're moving somewhere else. And what that means is that this concentration of liberal, either capital L or small
yeah.
L,
mm-hmm.
liberal thought is just further concentrated into places where it was very liberal mm-hmm. to start with. So it really, at least at the congressional level, may not have the impact on, because you vote district by district.
Right.
So if a district goes from being 65% Democrat to 71% Democrat, it doesn't matter. It's still
doesn't matter,
district.
Right?
Yeah.
But what about the married situation? The more people are single than married. I mean, that adds a whole generational thing on top of. I mean, a multi generational thing on top of the one generational issue. So my question is, I've only got about 20 seconds. What is the long term implication of those two stats on politics?
It means that the entire governmental services system has to shift back a half a generation backwards, because
yeah.
these people are going to want those.
And therefore, in the direction of less conservative, more liberal?
Yes, absolutely.
That means that somebody better start making some adjustments in their platforms, right?
And start making some adjustments in the service.
And I'm not going to say their name, but the first initial is the letter R. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.